Welcome to the Vocal Lab Podcast with your hosts, Shelby Rollins and Jason Catrone, bringing you the best from the music industry. Get ready for first-class conversations packed with exclusive techniques and transformative insights, all designed to help you reach your top note. Hey guys, welcome to the Vocal Lab Podcast. I'm Jason Catrone.
I'm Shelby Rollins.
And we are finally here, Shelby.
We're finally here.
Wow. If you guys only knew.
Oh my gosh.
How long? Not only have we been talking about doing this podcast,
yeah,
but how long it actually took us to get started.
Man,
once
it's
we
hard.
Said yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys out there have ever done a podcast.
You got to really want it.
You have to want it.
You got to really want it.
I mean, I feel like you could have given birth again to a baby.
It probably would have been easier than starting a podcast.
But
we're painting a scary picture in case you want to please start a podcast.
Yeah, start a podcast. But we did learn a lot about the process in the process of starting it, that most people who start a podcast don't actually follow through with the podcast.
Yep.
Because it's a lot of work. So we're committed.
Here we
are.
We're
going to do this. We're going to bring it to you weekly. Why are we doing this, Shelby? I think the people want to know.
We are doing this because Jason and I, we're coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee.
Aha.
We have worked
music.
In the music, the music industry for, I mean, like 15 years for me, something like that.
Yeah. And I mean, I've been doing it my whole life since I was a kid.
Well, excuse me.
I mean, seriously, I think I got my first, I did get my first paycheck when I was 2.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know this story.
You don't know this story?
It's just something I love about you. I'm always learning new things.
Yeah. So, I mean, I talk about this story. I tell this story all the time and other things. But, so I grew up in Kentucky, small little town and our little small church. And I sang Jesus Loves Me when I was 2. Somehow my mom knew I could sing.
So, that's so sweet.
Get up in front of the church and sing it. And
was it your mom that gave you the first paycheck?
No, it was a lady in the church. She gave me a dollar after the service was over. So guess
and
what
that,
I did the next week?
You sang it again.
I did.
You were like, I'm going to hustle.
I think
so
I made
$50
that year. Yeah. No, that was it. That started the path. And I realized, you know, like, oh, I'm going to make money doing this thing. So,
well, look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've been singing my whole life too, but I don't think I was paid to do it at 2 years old, but we can't all be that cool. But anyway, we've been here for a long time. We've been working in the music industry professionally for many years. That's the whole reason I moved to Nashville back in 2010. Mm-hmm. And when did you move here originally?
Originally, I think 2002.
2002.
Yeah.
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 Jason moved away for a while. You lived in LA for how long?
9 years. Was
it really that
LA.
Long?
Yeah.
Wow.
From like 2011 until COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was in LA then. Now I'm back. It's good to be back in Nashville.
I lived in New York City for 5-ish years.
Wow. We're so sophisticated city folk.
And I moved there to be an artist. I actually moved to New York to try to pursue an artist career. And I was 21 and didn't know what I was doing. And it was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved New York and I loved living there. And then I moved here in 2010. So I moved there in 2005, moved here in 2010. Been here ever since, but I've been working more on the behind the scenes side, as you have for a large degree, but you still are an avid performer. Mm-hmm. And we have, Jason and I have known each other since 2010.
I think.
It was the year I moved here that I met you.
Did we not meet before that? We trained under the same vocal coach.
Right, because that's what we do. We are vocal coaches.
Yes, we are.
By trade.
We studied under him as students and then trained under him as in his coaching
coaches.
Program.
Right.
And yeah, so I guess that was probably 2010 when we really started to get to know each other.
Yeah.
Both training at the same time, went on to become master associates in that organization and then branched off to do our own things. And and then we circle back around to kind of work together in the collective.
Yes.
Maybe I should tell that
the
real
vocal
quick.
Lab.
Yeah, the Vocal Lab Collective. You know, the vocal coaching world is weird, you guys.
It is kind of weird.
It's a beautiful space because we help people find them true selves.
Find them true selves. That was real country.
Was it? Yeah.
Find them true selves.
That was weird, yeah. but no, I mean, we help people really not only find their voice, but find their true person to bring out
it's really
their
true.
Authentic self. That's really what a great vocal coach will do.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's not just like fun to say or kind of cheeseball hokey. It's very real.
That's very real.
Yeah.
And that's the main point of our job. And through that, give people confidence.
Yeah.
In the process too, we help you be healthy vocally and find all these cool things in your voice. But so Shelby and I grew up in this, grew up coaching wise and vocally in this amazing space with our mentor. His name's Brett Manning, and one of the top coaches in the world. And the studio space was such a vibe.
Right? It was.
It 10, 12 years ago when we were there, it was such a vibe because we were there. But
it's still a vibe.
It's still a vibe. No, that everyone over there is so amazing. Brett's still crushing his space.
Yeah.
We used to call him, I still call him this, like the voice whisperer, because he just hears things and voices that just like, where, what, how?
Yeah.
But it was really cool because he pulled both of us into his fray. Is that what you say?
Yeah. Sure.
Like little baby birds under his wings, and poured into us all the knowledge that he had. And that he had experienced. He was trained by Seth Riggs, the greatest vocal coach of all time, arguably.
Yeah.
Coached everyone under the sun, and kind of known as the modern father of modern vocal coaching, commercial vocal coaching.
Right.
And so he came on. He went on to develop this catchphrase, speech level singing. So anyway, Shelby and I come up through that in the space at the time in Nashville when we're there just learning and hanging all these people in the studio.
It was on Music Row.
Yeah, it was just such a fun time.
It's a fun location just to go to work. It was like, I work on Music Row.
Yeah, it was so cool. Yeah. And they're still on Music Row and pop in there every once in a while. But, you know, I left, moved to LA. At the time was part of this tenor trio called Tenore. We were based out of Canada, Victoria, British Columbia. So I was touring a lot, moved to LA. And eventually pulled away from Brett's organization and started my own thing. And that's where the Vocal Lab Collective came from. The whole point of that story was to say this. Vocal coaching space can be weird.
And why is that, Jason?
Because, I don't know, I think a lot of us coaches just... It's like anything in the music space. I think everyone, by and large, not everyone, a lot of people start out wanting to be the star.
Yeah.
And when you realize that maybe that star isn't going to be as big as you thought it would be, or... that you're not even going to be the star at all, but you still want to work in music, there can be these weird little things that dangle and hang on to your person and your psyche and your alter egos, all those things, right?
Yeah, it's like competitiveness.
Yes.
So there's a lot of odd competitiveness in this space. And honestly, and this is maybe even just jumping into a topic of the day, but I think it really comes from a scarcity complex.
100%.
Scarcity mindset. Like, I can't share a client or an artist that is maybe doing something cool in music, and it's maybe they're signed, maybe they have a pub deal, whatever it might be. I don't want to share any of my resources with my colleagues in this space, because then they might take that client away from me, and then who... am I coaching that's cool, right? Because it gives me street cred if I'm coaching somebody cool and famous. And so that's scarcity mindset. That is thinking that there's not enough to go around in this industry, in part, and ego, like a ton of ego.
Totally. Both of those things. And I think that flows into the artist space as well, where,
right.
And I talk about this all the time with artists that I coach and work with, like, you got to stop living in a scarcity mentality. Like, I don't have enough money for this gear. I don't have the money to record this record or this song.
Right.
I don't have. Mm-hmm. As long as you think you don't have, you will most likely never have.
Right.
And I think we've done an injustice, by and large, in the music community to speak to each other and train each other to come up in this space of icky scarcity.
Yeah. I mean, I called myself in New York, and I kind of hearken back to those days of my 20s of calling myself a starving artist in New York, because that is the terminology that is pretty typically used in it, whether you're a painter, a singer, whether you're a studio musician or a dancer. There's, I mean, a million art forms that are in New York City. In terms of like what you can do with your art. Like, it's a great city for pursuing millions of different art forms. Theater is a big one as well.
Sure. Jazz.
And we all were the starving artists that were broke, and we had a million part-time jobs that were, you know, a way to hustle and make ends meet so I could pay rent, because it's expensive to live there.
Totally.
So we perpetuate that psychology.
100%. And it doesn't take away from the reality that it is hard.
It is hard.
And money might be really scarce, but it's how do you think and what do you project there? And that's going to be a lot of what we do here in this space is to help artists out there. We're going to talk about it real quick in a second. We'll get there, Shelby. But I think it's to help people elevate to that top echelon of artistry, of business, of creativity, so that you can swim in this sea of abundance.
Absolutely.
Whether that's money, whether that's information, whether that's connection, all of it. That's what we're going to bring to the space. And so back to this main point of me being in LA, this around 2015, and pulling away from my mentor, Brett, and the organization that we were part of to start my own thing. And aha, came up with Vocal Lab Collective. Because in my mind, I'm like, how do I be anything different or more than Brett or Seth, who were my mentors and your mentors, right? Yeah. Because they've done it all.
Right.
And so one of the things that really came to me quickly was, it's actually a really interesting story. I don't know if you remember this or not, but I was actually in Nashville at the dermatologist. And it was kind of like a little mini mall. So you had the doctor's offices. Over here was like a skin clinic. Over here was just like some product store. And I was, you know, again, in that time in my headspace trying to figure out, how do I do something different? And I was sitting there looking around. I was like, oh, the Vocal Lab Collective. What if we had a space where you could have, you know, like coaches, a studio, a voice doctor, maybe like a smoothie bar with healthy things. So it was like this little mini mall, if you will, for the singer.
Yeah.
Still a dream, hasn't happened yet. There's a space being developed in LA that have access to. It might come one day, we'll see. But out of that came the phrase Vocal Lab Collective. And more than that was actually just what we're getting at. The reality that coaches like Shelby and I, who've been friends and worked together for a decade now, but we individually do our own
decade
thing.
Decade and a half.
Decade and a half. Yeah. Individually do our own thing, but we can come together to be stronger together, grow together, and intersect in our own worlds and bring people into that as well, like you guys out there. So
yeah, we're both building our own brands too. We both have our own separate businesses, and yet we're finding a way to come together and
because I'm not afraid you're going to take anything from me that you haven't already.
And I want to. It's just too late now. And I want to send people your way and vice versa, you know, especially when I know that you're the right fit for somebody. And that is definitely the heart behind
the
that.
Vocal Lab Collective.
Vocal Lab Collective. And the
so why
podcast.
This podcast?
Perfect. Perfect segue.
See, we
segue.
Were on the same brainwave. Like
so that. Good. Yeah. The podcast was another iteration of that and another way to bring more education, awareness, and collective brilliance, Jason, to this music industry space. We both felt like there is a bit of a void in the music industry space of better education for high level achieving artists. And that, you know, he said he was going to touch back on. So the idea here was, how can we create great content that serves everybody who wants to be a part of the music industry, but we're specifically targeting what I would call, what we would call the top 10% of the music individuals, of music industry people. So that's artists, that's executives. And it's not because it's trying to be elitist. It's not because it's like, oh, we want to only serve the famous people. It's more about mindset. And this comes back to the conversation around scarcity versus abundance, because it is hard to make money when you don't know how to in this industry
without
working a couple different jobs. Or, I mean, how many students have you coached that are bartenders?
Yeah.
I mean, it is like the thing to do, or you're performing for hours on Broadway night after night, thrashing your voice. So it can be really challenging. So how can we serve the people who see themselves as the top 10% achievers? I'm going to do XYZ. I am going to have a record deal, have a publishing deal, whatever your goal is, or be an executive in a music industry space, like whether that be a publishing house or a record label, management, whatever the big dream is, and you see yourself as one of those people who's going to go do that even if you haven't achieved it. We wanted to create education around that topic, because there's a missing link there. There's sort of this vague, nebulous, mysterious space in music of like, how do I go from working on music and being, I think, good at what I do, and then having the dollar bills behind that, and the big, as a friend of mine in the music industry, a producer, he says, it's like having, when you've got a big label behind you, it's like the 800-pound gorilla pushing you up the hill, right? It's distribution. It's that kind of stuff. It's financing that really can help take one artist from one level to another in terms of their ability to succeed. And success is really about what you perceive it as. It's not like being on a massive record label.
No, not
that
at all.
Can be it, but that doesn't have to be it. So one of the things that we wanted to do is interview people.
And I think to that point, that's in all reality, if you're on a big label and you succeed, you are the top 1%.
Yeah.
Of that 10% of right. the 100%. And so I think that's a cool thing to point out here, that we're bringing you the top 10%.
Right.
Whether you're the 1% or in the 10% or even in the 50 percentile, if it's a hobby, whatever.
Yeah.
We're bringing this to kind of help elevate all of us and learn. Shelby and I still learn through this process.
For
sure.
One
of the other reasons we wanted to do this, because there's so many people we still want to meet.
Oh,
so
yeah.
many things for us to learn. And
questions that we have for the people who
yes.
work in this field successfully. We wanted to pull back that curtain so that people can see this is what is mysterious and let's demystify it so that you have tactical, practical tools to elevate your career and to get the goal that you have achieved to
yes.
really, really move the needle for yourself. You know, we talk a lot with our artists that we coach about authenticity in the music industry, about your art brand and how you present yourself as an artist to the world, how to cultivate authenticity in your voice from a very specific tonal perspective, like how to use your tone, your vocal tone, and find your most authentic sound. And I mean, I could literally talk for hours about that, to be honest. But
you could.
Having those conversations so that we're bringing experts in the field and every element that we can think of in music to speak, shed light, and not be gatekeepers.
Yes. Tired
right?
of the gatekeepers.
I mean, and that was something that you were alluding to before is sort of weird in the vocal coaching space is there's a little bit of gatekeeping.
Yeah,
it's sort
for
of
sure.
like, no, I'm going to keep it here and you mm-hmm. can't get it until you pay me or something like that. And obviously we get paid to do what we do and there's
of
nothing
course.
Wrong with that. I'm a big advocate for building your business and being successful in that space and making money and having revenue because money is a tool. And the more I might have of it, the more I can serve more people.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good point. Money's a tool, not an obstacle.
Yes.
And
ooh,
most people
I like
in
that.
The music space, I do believe, and I spent a lot of time in the same mindset, thinking money was the obstacle.
Yeah.
And it's never the obstacle. You just got to find it. It's out there.
Oh my gosh.
There are people all day long finding money that you want.
Yeah.
Or that I want.
So why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't you be the
yeah.
one who can leverage that tool
yes.
as well, even if you think that you don't have any? And that is a big goal and aim here, is to really help people succeed in ways that they have not known how to prior in this industry. And we love to talk, too.
Yeah, and we're going to have fun. This is going to be fun space, fun time.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, we want to hear from you as this podcast grows and builds. We're going to bring you what you want. We also have a lot of fun at our YouTube channel where we just do silliness and goofy reactions and other things there.
People love the reactions.
People love it. These video forms are going to be on that channel as well. So,
yeah. You
know, we're just super excited. Shelby and I have dreamed of this moment for a few years.
Yeah, we've been talking about starting our own individual podcast.
Yeah.
And then finally one day, 6 months or so ago, we were like, what if we just did one together?
Do it together. And I you know what? I think to the collective point, I think
right.
had we not said yes to that, we would still be like, I should start a podcast.
Right. Yeah.
We wouldn't have done it.
No.
We needed each other to kind of like challenge each other and hold each other accountable and make it happen.
Make it happen.
So this labor of love called the Vocal Lab Collective Podcast is going to bring lots of love to you.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but Delilah just went off in my head.
Delilah.
Ooh, maybe. Ooh, what if we got Delilah?
Oh,
okay,
my gosh.
Okay. Putting it out there. Have connections.
If you're listening, Delilah.
Yeah, Delilah. I'm closely connected to Delilah. We're going to see if we can make that
you
happen.
Are?
Yes. I'll tell you after this.
Of course you are. That's maybe episode two we're going to talk about. All the people that Jason knows.
Do you have time
it's so
for that?
Randomly.
Networking is one of my strong suits.
It is. It's a gift.
Say. It's a gift.
It's like a spiritual gift
yes.
that you have.
And I enjoy it. I love it.
Yeah.
But love that we've started this.
Yeah.
Love that those of you joined us on this first episode. We're going to bring you lots of fun stuff weekly. So subscribe to
it's
this
gonna be fun.
Podcast. And yeah. We can't wait to dive in deeper.
Oh, yeah.
Until next time, I am Jason Catrone.
And I'm Shelby Rollins.
And we will see you soon. Thanks for tuning in to the Vocal Lab Podcast. Ready to join the top ranks of the music industry? Don't forget to follow and subscribe for more first-class conversations that make the extraordinary your new ordinary. Until next time, keep striving for your top note.